I'm visiting here with Beth Berge, who is president of the National Agri Marketing Association. Beth, we've just concluded NAMA Executive Committee meeting, my first one, and it's been kind of part learning experience and just a great way to start getting involved here. I'm looking forward to that. Let's first talk about the fact that we're here in Jacksonville, Florida. Not everybody may know, but in 2014, we're planning to have the Agri-Marketing Conference here. Just tell me what, you know, sort of the thoughts that led to that and what you think of the venue we've been in.
Well, I think we're very excited to speak in Jacksonville in 2014. We've been in Kansas City for a number of years, and I always have great meetings. But every once in a while, we like to mix it up and go elsewhere. And I think everybody is going to be very excited about Jacksonville. It's a beautiful hotel right along the river, and it's a beautiful downtown. I'm a great, you know, person to, like, look at lights at night, you know, and it's a great location. And it'll be nice to go someplace different.
Well, I like the idea of coming to my home state, which NAMA has done in the past. It's just great to have us come back here. So as we kind of look ahead to that, the organization internally, whether it's the executive committee or other committees, are already even planning that far ahead.
Yeah, we really the last 2 days spent with the executive committee has been talking about long-term direction for the organization. You know, one of the things that we do in terms of kind of behind the scenes is just talk about what we want to focus on in terms of our strategic plan. Our strategic plan is really focusing on partnerships with other organizations, continuing to build our membership, and constantly looking at programming needs. And we've spent a lot of time the last day and a half talking about what type of programming will best serve our members. And a lot of that you'll probably continue to see not only in Kansas City in 2012 and 13, but in 14 when we get to Jacksonville.
Well, as we discussed back last fall at our Trends in Ag conference, membership is great. The organization financially is strong, so we're kind of in a good position right now, I guess you'd say. And maybe that's partially the ag economy too. But again, looking at what the executive committee does, we meet, just because people may not know, we meet twice a year outside of the annual conferences that we do, and those are for things like our budgeting, to work on some of that stuff, to work on some direction for programs. But I'm glad you mentioned the strategic plan, because really that's now our scorecard, sort of, to say, are we doing the things that are helping our membership and bringing value to them?
Right, Chuck. I think really in our real lives, when we all have our clients and our daily jobs, you know, we're all accountable to objectives and plans and measurements. And that's one of the things that we wanted to put in place as an executive team is what is our way to measure our success. And it's been an ongoing process. We started it 3 years ago when Susie Decker was national president, continued last year with Vicki Hendrickson, and then moving forward, our team is committed to staying with that. And it's really to say, you know, what are we being measured on? How do we hold ourselves accountable? And to make sure that we have a consistent approach and messaging for the long-term viability of the organization.
Yeah. Well, I think NAMA has always done this, but we do surveying after our meetings and events. And just so people do know, we really pour through those, and it has a lot of impact on and help for us to make decisions about what are some of the best ways to put on what types of programs and when.
Oh, absolutely. I think today, I mean, we pulled up three or four today from boot camp, from trends, from just an overall membership survey as we were having a lot of our discussions. You know, what type of content do our members need? Who's our core membership? And what are the information that they get? And that is such valuable input. So when everybody gets the surveys, please take the time to fill them out, because we do go back and look at them and really use that to tailor the conferences and to continue to improve.
All right. Well, I just kind of wanted to get a little bit of a sense of what our outlook was coming to Jacksonville, and I think it's good to help our membership understand how NAMA works, and part of that is what we have done here for the last day or so. So that's Beth Berge, who is our president, and we look forward to seeing everybody here, but first, make sure you're in Kansas City this year and next year. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.